food is anything that you eat without harming your body. But sadly, about 600 million cases of foodborne illnesses occur every year across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one too many. Food ought to be safe. Food should be healthy. Food should be nutritious. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a right to access the highest quality of food all the time. So this has prompted the United Nations General Assembly in mm-hmm. setting aside tomorrow, 7 June, as the first ever World Food Safety Day. And it will now be commemorated every year going forward. And the objective is to celebrate food champions like you mm-hmm. and I, Sabit, as well as a way to promote awareness, to raise awareness around it, inspire action, as well as direct efforts towards stopping mm-hmm. the number of foodborne cases.
Great. And there have been reports of possible food poisoning, first in Unity, Gogreal, and Awil. Can you please update us on the latest?
The World Food Program neither buys,
mm-hmm.
nor does it distribute food that is unfit for human consumption. WFP Food Assistance is subjected to a series of stringent and strict scientific tests before we buy it, upon buying it, mm-hmm. as well as when it's delivered to our warehouses and across the supply chain. We are always testing it. We are always checking it. And then what happened in South Sudan most recently is that when we received the first report from Unity, we conducted our own investigations to get to the ground of it, mm-hmm. to get to the bottom of the matter. We also brought in independent quality assurance service providers who flew into Unity, who flew into Gogreal, where they took samples.
Mm-hmm.
These samples were then taken to laboratories outside the country, and they have certified that WFP food assistance was fit mm-hmm. for human consumption. So this rules out any foodborne cases arising from WFP food assistance and begs the question, so what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I wanted to ask. And then what happened then?
Exactly. What we have established is that WFP food was fit for human consumption, but we distribute a lot of food and to so many people. But the people who receive the food do not only consume WFP food items. They also buy fish here and there, produce from their own production, eat from here and there. It could be anything. It could be the preparation of the food. It could be the handling of the food. It could have been contamination from the other sources, and we are working with the government to make sure that we raise awareness and people do access healthy food.
Yes, let's talk about some of the measures that the World Food Program actually take before they distribute this particular food to the benefiting communities. What measures does World Food Program have to ensure that food is safe?
WFP takes food quality and safety very seriously. In fact, food quality and safety keeps us up at night. We are not worried whether we'll reach 5.4 million people in South Sudan. We know we can do that. We are not worried whether there are no roads. We know we can airlift and we know we can move in with food. But it is food safety and quality that keeps us up at night. What we have is that we have teams within WFP, also here in South Sudan, mm-hmm. who are independent from what we do. These are the teams that monitor and ensure that all the food items we have in our basket meet international food standards. In fact, WFP's own standards are even higher than mm-hmm. the minimum standards that we are asked to meet by international bodies. In addition, we also outsource independent quality service providers mm-hmm. who come in, who test on our behalf at every stage. And these independent tests act as a superintendent to ensure that the food that we distribute is safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is particularly important because the people we are assisting are very vulnerable.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, we are distributing 320,000 metric tons almost every year with no incident.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving into places without warehousing, and we are erecting proper warehouses to make sure that the food remains of the highest quality.